In November, Sarasota became the first city in Florida to approve an instant runoff voting system. An overwhelming 78% voted for the different style of voting, which is being adopted by more communities in the U.S. Now, those same grassroots organizers are trying to get the entire county of Sarasota to adopt the procedure. Anthony Lorenzo is with the Coalition for Instant Runoff Voting, the activist group that spearheaded the effort in 2007.
Yes, we're petitioning to amend Sarasota County's charter to require the use of instant runoff voting when there are three or more candidates in supervisor of elections, property appraiser, tax collector, clerk of court, and sheriff elections, where you're electing one person and you really want a majority winner if it's only one seat.
And you're trying to get this on for this year or next year on the ballot?
We'd like to be on next year after the presidential hoopla passes over. I think a lot of local issues get lost in that shuffle, and it's not really a good time to put things out in front of the voters when there's so much other stuff going on. And
obviously, a lot of people in Sarasota were convinced that instant runoff voting is the way to go in terms of your elections.
Well, I mean, our agenda at CIRV is to adopt instant runoff voting statewide for the presidential elections and gubernatorial elections. We feel like those elections are perhaps a little too, or not, there isn't enough competition and diversity involved there. And, you know, we've all heard the spoiler effect argument that Ralph Nader was somehow to blame for George Bush winning in 2000 in Florida, because the margin of victory was 537 votes. And Ralph Nader got 98,000 or something thereabouts. Now, there were seven other candidates, though, that got over 537 votes, including the Libertarian, who got 17,000 votes. So many of those votes would have transferred to support for Democrats. And IRV changes the dynamic whereby Ralph Nader is no longer the enemy. Ralph Nader is the guy who gets the youth vote out to the polls on Election Day. And then those votes transfer to a Democrat as a second choice. And it works the other way in communities where there's a Republican majority. In Alaska, there's a second conservative party that's splitting the Republican vote and is dividing the vote and causing Democrats, who are a minority in that state, to be elected. In Sarasota County, specifically, these elections, of 42 elections where there were three or more candidates, only 13 had a majority winner. So the spoiler effect is even more relevant in the local elections. And our goal is to build momentum for statewide adoption through showing that there is support in our communities and, you know, having some successful elections to point to and say, hey, look, this works.